Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always as we continue to celebrate the 12th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. And who else to do? Who better to do that with than someone who's been with us now over 11 years? Someone who joined us in the beginning, all the way back in March of 98, only about 4 months or so after we began, and who's already celebrated an 11th anniversary with us. Someone who's been with us anytime we asked her to join us, anytime we asked her to help us out, to educate us on how we can do a better job of keeping up with the tax issues of operating our small businesses, is Barbara Weltman. I don't know what we would have done without her. She is the author of the J.K. Lasser series of tax help for small businesses. There is no better series of publications for you and me, and she's our good friend. Barbara Weltman, welcome back to the show.
I'm so glad to be celebrating your 12th anniversary. Congratulations to you.
Well, thank you, Barbara. And of course, you've been right here. You've made just about every step we've made over the years, and so many times during the year that you've joined us over these 11 and a half or so years, and we always appreciate that very much. Barbara, one of the things you've got today is some news, right, on some new laws that the government finally did something that will help small businesses, right?
Well, yeah, it will be a help. As you know, as part of the new law to extend unemployment benefits that was signed into law on November 6th, called the Worker Home Ownership and Business Assistance Tax Act, they did make a change with the net operating loss carryback. As you know, in 2008, small businesses only were allowed to carry back their losses from 2008 for up to 5 years. What
right.
They've done now is allow just about anybody other than businesses that took TARP money, to have that same option for 2009 losses. The difference is that you could only do it for either 2008 or 2009, except if you're a small business. Small business can do it for both of those years. So,
well, I think I qualify. I'm going to check when I get off the air today. I'm going to check with my accountant. I don't think I got any TARP money.
I know you? I didn't.
Well, I need to check on that. There was some question about whether we qualified. You know, being a big Wall Street firm and all that, but I'm pretty sure we didn't get any of that. So I think I qualify.
Yeah, this is going to be a little break because let's say 2009 was a bad year, and you have losses
from
your operation.
Yeah, let's go ahead and say that. Well, I think we can.
Excuse me?
I said, yeah, I think we can say that. Let's go ahead and say that.
Yeah, not everybody had a bad year.
I know.
There are people who did very well, but if you had a loss, then you can, what this does for you is lets you carry back that loss to offset the income in those earlier years. There's one restriction for income for the fifth year. There's only a 50% offset, not 100%. But
so if we had a good year in 05, 06, and 07, and even 08, some people had a good year in 08. I mean,
exactly.
all of 08 wasn't bad.
Exactly.
So if let's say you had for 6, 7, and 8, you had good years for those three, and you paid taxes, and 2009, for whatever reason, you know, was a bust, and you lost a lot of money in 2009, you would carry those losses back and average them into. Do you average it over the 5 years, or do you get to pick a year?
No, you carry it all the way back to the most remote year, offset the income there. then to the next most remote year, then to the next, blah, 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 blah. And,
I got you.
You just offset the income and get a refund of the taxes that you paid. And the great thing about this is there's even a method where you can get a quick refund, so you don't have to actually even file amended returns for those years, a special form. And this is your money. You get it back in cash.
Right.
This is cash that you can use now to run your business.
Right. Now let's. What about next year? Let's say 2010 isn't a great year either. Let's just, for whatever reason, your business, you struggle again in 2010. You will be able to do that. Will we be able to keep doing that?
We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen in 2010.
So this is right now. This is just something for filing the tax filing year of 2009.
Correct. Special rule, just 2009. There is a net operating loss. I mean, that's on the books, but the usual carryback period is generally 2 years. So
2 years, right.
This is just a longer, let's see, carry it back longer so that you'll be able to, if you had a significant loss, you'll be able to use it up all. And if not, you're always allowed to carry it forward.
Barbara, your new book is titled?
J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2010.
2010. How about that, folks? 2010. Did you ever think you'd say that?
No, it's tripping off the tongue.
That seems like so far into the future, doesn't it? Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Right back after these messages. 2010. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
The anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, celebrating our 12th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you very much for hanging out with us all these years. Thanks for being with us right now. I know why, because we got our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara is an original member of the Brain Trust, joining us in March of 98, just a couple of months after about four months or so after we started doing the show. And she's been with us ever since, talking to us about tax information, things that you and I need to know, tax planning, not only the tax laws that we have, the new ones and the old ones, but also some of the proposals that are out there, some of them that might, over the years, that might have hurt us, and some of them that might help us. This loss carryback, of all the ugly things that's happened to a lot of small businesses over the last few years, and when we look around all the things the government has done for other people, this is really, in my opinion, the first thing that really will benefit just about every small business. What do you think?
Which
tax is
this?
Yeah, this loss carryback. I think the
net operating loss carryback is definitely a benefit, especially in this tough economy for small business, because it has such a practical result, meaning that you get your money back. It's cash that you can use.
Mm-hmm. And well, just like the loan programs, Barbara, that the SBA is offering. Those are good, but those don't get out to that many small business owners, and not a lot of small business owners are wanting to borrow money right now. That's what my banker friends are telling me. There's not a lot of demand for loans, so just offering more loans doesn't cover the landscape of small business like this loss carryback does.
Exactly. A recent report out, the loans have been pitiful amounts. It's a disgrace. It's a national disgrace to claim that the federal government wants to help small business, and the amount of loans being made to small business has been practically nil.
Well, here's what the disgrace is: not that they made the program available. Good for them for doing that. But don't say that. Don't say this is what we've done and act like you've saved small business. Just that's the disgrace to me, is to then act like you've done something wonderful when all you've done is throw a bone to a few people. The rest of the small business landscape is still struggling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What are some
other tax issues that we need to be prepared for?
Well, I think everybody in business now should be thinking about the end of the year. We have about 6 weeks left, so this is the time when you can do some year-end tax planning that can help you for 2009 and also for 2010. One of the things, and maybe people don't think of this as a tax planning strategy, but I think it is that if you have a corporation, an S corporation, and also often if you have an LLC, you want to be holding your annual meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you're the only owner, and the meeting is with you, you want to put some things official down in writing that you've considered. For example, with respect to the S corporation, let's say, mm-hmm. you know, approving any salary or bonuses to yourself and to other managers and such. Mm-hmm. You want to put that in writing, or any other plans that you may be adopting that have tax implications, retirement plans, or other fringe benefit kind of plans that you're going to put in writing. And the reason why this becomes really important, especially in these bad times, is that unfortunately, many business owners find out too late. Their business goes under, and they say, yeah, but I was incorporated. And the mm-hmm. creditors say, well, I don't care that you were incorporated. You didn't respect your corporation.
Right.
And we can pierce the corporate veil, meaning that you can personally be liable for the business mm-hmm. debts mm-hmm. because you mingled your corporate money with your own money, and you didn't hold your annual meetings, and that, you know, that
right.
is a really
big
point.
You didn't have minutes of a meeting. You didn't identify the different steps that you took during the year, whether when you borrowed money or paid money back, or made a decision to enter into a 5-year contract on a lease, or anything, any of these little milestones, these little momentous issues that comes up in the lives of any business during the year. If you don't record those things, you don't mark those down and show them as a record of your corporation, they can wind up proving that your corporation was a sham, can't they?
That's exactly right. And when times were good and businesses were just growing, nobody gave much thought to this. But now,
right.
as I see so many businesses going under, unfortunately, the owners themselves are finding out this problem too late. And
you know,
this is a service
that every attorney who has small business clients, or even every CPA who has small business clients, should be emailing their clients and saying, you know, if you'll let me help you get your books in order, we'll take care. We'll help you take care of that. We'll just ask you some questions. We'll record the information. We'll hold a meeting, and the whole thing will cost you $250. It'd be amazing. I mean, the attorneys and the CPAs could get a staffer to do all of this, and it would be the right thing to do. But nobody ever does that. That's the mistake, I think.
Well, that is, and that's kind of the reason I'm bringing it up, because I just think it's a good reminder. It should be a wake up call to people listening who may be in that situation.
And the time that it takes to do what you're talking about, you could do all that in an hour, couldn't you?
Absolutely.
You could do it in an hour. Now you got to have your book. You got to have your corporate book ready. You know, where you keep the minutes and all that. But if you're incorporated, you should have that. You should have that somewhere. Go dig it out, folks, and focus on that. Good for Barbara. Good for Barbara for reminding us. Tintail, right back with Barbara Webb. We got more tips to come after these messages. Stay with us.
For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. And hope you'll check out all the things that she has available at her website, BarbaraWeltman.com. Right, Barbara?
That's right.
Barbara Weltman, Weltman. .com. Lots of good stuff there. Tip of the day. You're sending out every day. If you subscribe, you'll get a tip of the day from
you,
right?
My idea of the day every day for free.
Say, check it out, folks. And all the other good things. Don't forget her books, including the new one, Small Business, J.K. Lasser, Small Business Taxes 2010, and all the other things. A lot of other books there that you can find that she offers. And, of course, you can find her on our website at smallbusinessadvocate.com, where we have lots and lots of stuff there, including all the things that Barbara's done with us. Also, Barbara, your radio show. You got your own radio show on Mondays, right?
Yes, I do. It's called Build Your Business Radio, and it's on wsradio.com every Monday, 4 to 5 Eastern time.
I think I'm going to be on in a couple of weeks, aren't I?
Yes, you are. You're all scheduled.
Looking forward to that, and and a bunch of our other friends are joining you, I know. Barbara, talk to us about some more things we need to know about tax planning. How about some dates coming up?
Well, the dates coming up, if you have a regular C corporation, your last estimated tax is due December 15th. For all other business owners, you're talking about January 15th, your final estimated tax payment for 2009. Stop and look. If maybe the year turned out better than you had expected and you need to increase your payments, so you're not going to owe estimated tax penalties, if that's so. And then, of course, just do last-minute tax things that you could do. Again, we talked mostly about businesses that were not successful in 2009, but many were. And if you need to be thinking about sheltering your income, you want to be looking at your retirement plan. If you don't have one, think about setting one up, a profit sharing, a 401k. Sign the papers before the end of the year, and you'll have until the extended due date to actually put the money in.
Mm-hmm. But some of those you got to establish them before the end of the year, right?
Those particular plans, like a 401k or profit sharing plan, you actually have to sign the paperwork before the end of the year.
Who should we talk to about that? Who's the not the best company, but who's the best type of professional to help us with these things?
Well, obviously, the first person to talk to is your accountant,
right?
To just get the numbers straight, to see where you're at. In terms of profit or loss, and what the cost of a plan in terms of covering employees and administration would be for you. And that would be the first kind of professional to talk to. Then if you're serious about this, it might be paid to talk to a benefits person who could discuss your retirement plan options and help you tailor the best plan for your situation.
Mm-hmm. And maybe your CPA would know someone they work with, someone they're used to. But still, ask around. I mean, ask for references, right?
Absolutely. Just like when you want to find a family doctor, you ask your neighbor. Same thing. You want to ask other business owners who they use, and this way you'll get a really top trusted advisor.
Did the R&D tax credit expire? Was it allowed to expire?
That's a great question. Who knows? It's still set to expire at the end of 2009. Everybody is sort of in agreement that it should be extended, but Congress hasn't gotten around to it. There are actually about two dozen tax breaks, more than two dozen, that are set to expire at the end of 2009, and Congress has, including the alternative minimum tax patch. And Congress has promised to consider an extender bill.
But they're running out of legislative
days. But they're running out of time, yeah.
They're working on health care. They've been working on health care so much, which is probably not going to pass, thank goodness. But they're working on that so much, they haven't. I don't think they've... Have they even finalized the budgets? I don't think they've done that.
I don't know. I don't think they. I don't think they have a clue yet what's going to happen.
So there are a lot of people. There are a lot of small businesses that use that R&D tax credit, the research and development tax credit, don't they?
That's right. Another one that's set to expire is the option for certain businesses like restaurants and retail establishments to amortize over 15 years the costs of improvements rather than having to depreciate it over 39 years.
Mm-hmm.
Big break for businesses, leasehold improvements.
Yeah. For remodeling the property, leasehold improvements, things like that.
Right, and that's a huge break for these qualified businesses, and yet that's set to expire as well at the end of.
Well, we'll have you on again before the end of the year, and let you give us another report for sure. Hey, Barbara, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Thanks for being with us all these years.
A pleasure, and happy anniversary to you.
Thank you, Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. She's the best, as you know. And we always love having her on. I gotta go for this hour, but I'll be back. We got one more hour to go. We got a lot of good stuff coming at you in the next hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.